how Bubba gets the day off and gets to do that, and you and I are in here.
Well, he's Bubba. He's Bubba.
Well,
you know, anybody got to carry around the name Bubba his whole life, you know, needs it. He needs a day off.
Too many Saturdays in a row, he needed one off.
Yeah, so, I don't know where he is. I mean, Alabama's not playing today.
That's true.
Right? So, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe he's already started tailgating.
So, tell me now, are we halfway through the high school football? I know Metro, we'll get to that in a minute, but halfway through the high school football season.
We are. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Even though the number of games for each team is different, but yeah. We are in week five, just ended last night.
I know we're going to have a few, obviously, COVID-related, you know, postponements and or cancellations. I know all about that. The good news is if you're, on whatever side, but Metro was allowed this past week to start contact. The TSSAA mandate is 10 days of contact before you can play, and that all settles out that this coming Friday night, Metro Schools will be opening its season, and good for those young men, their families, and that they make the choice. They have the choice, and they're choosing to play.
Absolutely, Greg. I was tickled to death to see that. And, it had to be really hard on those kids and the coaches. And you know how stringent those coaches are about regimen and everything they do. I know it had to be driving them crazy, the uncertainty of each week of knowing whether or not they're going to play or not. But tickled to death that they're going to be playing this coming Friday night.
Yeah, seems like everybody's joining the party. Big Ten and in its lapdog, the Pac-12, looks like they're going to be playing. Mountain West is thinking about it again. So
I think they were waiting on Metro to make a decision.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's the dominoes.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
But all right, here's what we got going on this morning. In just a few moments, we'll give you that U.S. Army scoreboard. Our Nissan of Cool Spring spotlight is Riverdale defensive lineman Javon Nelson and his coach, Warriors coach Will Kreisky. Bottom of the hour, our My Team Insurance Prep Legend of the Week, Tom Morales. Father Ryan, legend, Auburn, of course, now really one of Nashville's top business persons and restaurateur, and we'll talk with Tom, one of my good buddies. So everybody said, yeah, you got Tom on. But now Tom still owns the state high school single-season interception record.
Believe
yes,
it. He
yeah.
does.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing. Anyway, all right, let's get to the U.S. Army scoreboard right away. A good one down in Chattanooga last night. Let's lead right off with it. Baylor 30, Innsworth 28.
Tigers quarterback Levi Brown passes for 123 yards and a touchdown. Running back Charles Ingram adds 121 yards on the ground and a pair of scores. Tough loss for Innsworth, but they've had two really tough games to start off the year.
CPA goes to BGA and wins 35-10 over your alma mater.
Lions quarterback Cade Law passes for 169 yards, three touchdowns. Wide receiver Maverick Rodriguez has five catches for 95 yards and two scores.
All right, and is this a bit of a surprise, Warren County and Blackman?
Yes.
35-28, and I marked down that I was going to do the CPA-BGA game. That's incorrect, so just bear with me. What page is that on, Emma, for my read here?
It's on the last page.
The very last, the only one I have. All right, here
yes,
it is. Warren County, C.J. Taylor, 33 rushes, 309 yards, five touchdowns. The Pioneers are 5-0. Wow, 2-0 in the Region 3-6A. The Blaze, not one of their years. 1-4, 1-1 overall in the region. Rather fell behind 35-14 in the third quarter. Late comeback, too short. A couple scoring tosses to Mark Cooper from Drew Beam. Cooper had seven catches for 139 yards, and Todd Lark with six catches for 154. Warren County winning at Blackman doesn't happen often, does it?
No, it does not. And Greg, the fact that Warren County, as you said, 5-0.
Well,
they got to be really excited.
They're partying in McMinnville. Yeah, that's right, McMinnville.
Yes.
Centennial 22-14 over Dixon County. Camden 29-0 at Cheatham County. Siegel losing at Coffee County 31-21. Columbia 30-21 over Lincoln County. Creekwood beat Montgomery Central 21-0. Davidson Academy 40-28 over FRA.
Davidson Academy quarterback Jared Vitato tosses three touchdowns, passes for 303 yards in the victory. FRA quarterback David DeRocher throws for 208 two touchdowns in the loss for the Panthers.
Community goes to Eagleville soars. The Eagles soar, right? 40-8.
Eagleville's Marcus Collins rushes for 136 yards and two TDs on just 11 carries. Teammate Caden Snitzer catches six passes for 110 yards and three scores.
Jackson County 16-6 winner at East Robertson. Brentwood Academy in a region game goes to Father Ryan and wins 34-21. Taylor Montiel, 9-19 passing, 209 yards and a touchdown to lead the Eagles, and who are now 5-0 on the season. I think from last year not making the playoffs for the first time since ever, I guess, right? Elijah Ely had four catches, 97 yards. Caleb Brooks had a couple catches for 91 yards. And a score. Fayetteville 28-22 winner over Moore County. Independence goes to Franklin and wins. Little Williamson County battle there, 21-7.
Indy quarterback Jackson Campbell combines for 292 yards and three touchdowns, passing and rushing. Franklin quarterback Connor Beaven leads the Admirals 144 yards through the air.
All right. Also, DCA wins 24-14 at Friendship Christian. Collierville 20-19 at Gallatin. Lipscomb Academy 45-13 winner at Good Pasture. Gordonsville Blank Clay County 20-0. Smyrna, my adopted hometown, 56-23 win at the new school, Green Hill. And sophomore quarterback Landon Miller, 8-for-9 on passing, 192 yards, three touchdowns for the Bulldogs, who are now 3-2. Emerson Combs, two catches, 78 yards, couple touchdowns, and also picked off a pass on defense. And Arian Carter had 97 yards and three touchdowns for the Bulldogs in that win. White House Heritage 21-8 winner at Greenbrier. Hendersonville 27-10 over visiting Lebanon. Henry County beat Clarksville 55-7. Riverside 42-0 at Hickman County. Houston County 28-24 over East Hickman. South Pittsburgh 56-7 winner at Huntland. Kenwood, wow, put up a six spot, 61-14 over Clarksville Northwest. Kings Academy 56-6 over Webb School. And a little rivalry brewing down here in Rutherford County, North Rutherford County. Laverne 32-27 over Stewart's Creek.
Really good ball game here, Greg. Laverne running back Ray Banner rushes for 244 yards and four touchdowns. And Wolverines' Greg Bush has an interception in the end zone as time expires to seal the win for Laverne.
Prep Football Talk, the U.S. Army scoreboard here, presented by Freeman Webb. Prep Football Talk every Saturday morning. Nolensville, 48-19 winner at Lawrence County. Samson Johnson led. Nolensville, 26 carries, 250 yards, four touchdowns. In Lawrence County's Alex Carr was 10 of 21 passing, 119 yards, three touchdowns. Also carried the ball 13 times for 140 yards for Lawrence County. Stone Memorial falls 28-6 at Livingston Academy. Forest 18-7 at Loretto. Macon County 48-7 over Cumberland County. Marshall County 38-14 over Giles County. And MBA, big region game here. MBA beats MUS. That's a big win right here, 30-27.
You're exactly right, Greg. Big Red running back Patrick Wilt, monster night, 236 yards rushing and a pair of scores. And quarterback Marcel Reed, of course, son of TSU football coach Rod Reed, passes for 163 yards in the victory.
Monterey 47-12 over Pickett County. Franklin Grace beats Mount Juliet Christian 25-23 on the road. Middle Tennessee Christian hosting Chattanooga Grace 36-13 winner there. And also Nashville Christian 21-6 over Columbia Academy. Martise Edwards, 16 carries, 130 yards, a couple touchdowns in the win. And teammate Matt McClary threw for 130 yards and a couple touchdowns, rather. So, or interceptions. You had interceptions. I'm going to say touchdowns. It makes for a better story.
Yes, it does.
All right. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story here. Oakland 42-7 over Cookeville.
A little bit surprised by the margin of victory this game, but I tell you what, Oakland is once again very, very dominant in 6A. Patriots running backs Jordan James and Antonio Patterson combined for 198 yards rushing and a pair of touchdowns. Also, quarterback Ian Schlachter passes for 125 yards and two TDs.
Colin Wood, 38-6 winner at Perry County. Christian Brothers goes to Pope John Paul II up in Hendersonville and wins 45-21. Portland, 31-27 over West Creek. The Battle of the Woods. Brentwood at 28, Ravenwood 21 in overtime.
Great ball game, Greg. This was a MyTV 30 game. Brentwood quarterback Caden Granzow scores on a one-yard run in overtime, and the defense survives for the Bruins, a potential touchdown pass that was ruled. The ball hit the ground before the catch, and that's how the game ended in overtime win by Brentwood, 28-21. Granzow finishes with 112 yards rushing, three scores, and another 113 yards through the air, and a score. Ravenwood quarterback Trevor Andrews combines for 193 yards passing and rushing.
Joe, oh, by the way, Ravenwood Friday, we'll talk to it in our games to watch, I'm assuming. Yeah. This coming Friday night, IMG Academy out of Bradenton, Florida, the number one team in the country on ESPN.
Yes, I think it's ESPNU.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. ESPNU, national television, one of those ESPNs.
Yes.
So that'll be Friday night. Joe Burns wins 44-6 at Red Boiling Springs. Riverdale 48-8 at Rockvale. And Riverdale junior quarterback Jamison Holcomb, of course the son of Kelly Holcomb, the former MTSU Hall of Famer and NFL quarterback. 10-13 passing, 269, two touchdowns. Riverdale's Brandon Connard and Marcus Lloyd with a pair of rushing touchdowns for Riverdale, 4-1, 2-0 in 3-6A, and the Warriors have won 4-0. It's always good to have the coach on after he wins a game.
It is.
Good job by you.
Well, thank you.
So we'll have Coach Kreisky on here in a little while. Lloyd rushed for 91 yards, six carries. Of course, Rockvale, is this their second year of varsity football?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
yes.
It is.
Hey, great, beautiful complex. Not that far from where I live. I love driving by there on my way to Murfreesboro. It's a really nice football stadium.
Yeah, you out in the boonies there. Junior quarterback Logan Nowacki was 11 of 21, 106 yards in a rushing touchdown as well. York Institute, 7-0 loser at Smith County. Springfield, 48-24 over White House. Rossview beat Station Camp, 41-0. Lewis County, 42-21 at Summertown. Trinity Christian, 16-13 over Clarksville Academy. Upperman, 48-6 over Cannon County. Walker Valley, 49-14 over White County. Watertown blanked Cascade, 35-0. Pitching a shutout, Trousdale County, 17-0 in Westmoreland. And just a little neighborhood brawl in Wilson County, huh? Mount Juliet goes to Wilson Central and wins 10-7.
I think a lot of people see this score and they'll be a little bit surprised by it. But as you said, Greg, when you got those rivalry games, you never know how things are going to turn out. Golden Bears running back Conlon Baggett rushes for 122 yards and a score and a hard-fought win for Mount Juliet.
And Zion Christian, 41-6 over Lakeway Christian. That wraps up our U.S. Army scoreboard for Week 5, halfway through the regular season. Coming up, bottom of the hour, our My Team Insurance prep legend is going to be Father Ryan Hall of Famer, Tom Morales. We'll talk with him. And coming up after the break, it will be our Nissan of Cool Springs Spotlight, Riverdale defensive lineman Javon Nelson, and Warriors coach Will Kreisky will join us right here. We'll take a break, and you're listening to Prep Football Talk right here, presented by Freeman Webb.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit Freeman Webb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you can ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call at 615-895-4201. 615-895-4201. Or visit the website at MyTeamInsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon. And My Team Insurance is that teammate.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices. Plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service. Just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer. From scratch kitchen items made fresh daily, Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com. The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue. Coach Bubba Spears out of town with the day off. He'll be back with us next Saturday morning. And Ray Dotsky producing here this morning. Time now for our Nissan of Cool Springs Spotlight player and coach. Craig, do the honors.
Well, one of the top-ranked defensive linemen in the mid-state, Riverdale's Javon Nelson, 6'3", 270-pound senior. He's a three-star prospect, ranked as the 31st best strong-side defensive end in the nation, also the number 14-ranked player in the state by 24/7 composite ranking. He recorded 50 tackles, 7 sacks last season, and recently, he's not committed anywhere yet, Greg, recently narrowed his choices to the following in alphabetical order: Arkansas, North Carolina State, Vanderbilt, Virginia, and Virginia Tech.
And his coach, Will Kreisky, with us as well. Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for
having us on. Hey, I always like having a coach. You know, we book these before you guys play on Friday night, and I always tell Craig, make sure we got a winning coach, okay? So, but you know, and Coach, we'll start with you. Your team's off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, our guys are doing well. They're working hard. You know, we had a tough battle week one. We had a mishap in our schedule with Clarksville. And, you know, we picked up CPA, and I thought that CPA game really tested us and battled us. You know, we didn't do some things right, but I think it's gotten us better and gotten us off to the start we're at because Ingle Martin produces a very good football team, and they're very highly productive. And we were able to fix some things and get some things corrected, and it helped us down the road the last three weeks. So, kids are doing well. Like you said, Javon and the senior leadership has really helped us and getting us going, and like I told the guys while I go on the WGNS radio, you know, we really tested these guys and got after them this week and really, really mentally and physically really went after him in practice, and they responded well. Javon, you know, being the leader he is, he's not like a big vocal leader, but, you know, he just goes out there and makes plays and, you know, just gets coaches – it puts him in good moods as he produces on the field.
Javon Craig-Ladd, talk about how the season's gone so far for you. And, you know, obviously the situation with COVID-19, things a little bit different, but you guys are off to a fast start.
I feel like I'm having a great season. I feel like the team is having a great season. I feel like we started off with that one loss, and I feel like it was a good moment for us to realize that we are a good team and we can be better. And then I feel like that just pushed us more to do better and work harder. And I feel like afterwards it made us a better team and made us closer. And I feel like we're doing better now, and I feel like we're progressing as a team together, and we're working harder, and we're working better as a group, and I feel like we're pushing to be better at the end of the season. Have a great season.
Javon Nelson with us, and Coach Will Kreisky from Riverdale, our Nissan of Cool Springs spotlight. Javon, Arkansas, NC State, Vanderbilt, Virginia Tech. Just talk about the recruiting process, because you can't take official visits this year, and it's a whole different ballgame than just a normal year for obvious reasons. Just talk about how you're handling the recruiting, Javon.
The recruiting is great. Talking to all the other coaches, it's a little more difficult because I can't really get out. And I was told that I can get out when it's likely closer to the end of this month, and I have to keep getting updated on that. And it's just going well talking to coaches, and I feel like it's a little harder and challenging for me to figure out where I need to go, because I need to be able to go out more places. And I feel like COVID, It really hurt me on being able to go out and go see the colleges that I really wanted to see. But I feel like all the places that I have in my top five, so they show me great love, and I feel like it's a great place for me school-wise where I want to graduate and what I want to get my degree with. And I feel like they're a great place for me to go play, and I feel like all the coaching staff there shows me great love.
Coach Kreisky, Craig-Ladd, talk about what makes Javon special and why these schools are wanting him to come there and play.
Yeah, this is, not only Javon's athletic ability and what he can do on a defensive line, but Javon's very mature for his age. He talks, he's more about academics. And you don't see that a lot these days, Mason. He takes his recruiting process. He's done it in a mature way, because Javon's not looking 3-4 years down the road. Javon's looking at 10 to 15 years down the road and what he can do as a young man and how he can be successful in life. And he's big on his education. He's a top student in the classroom. Teachers brag on him all the time. And that's what coaches see. They don't only see that he's a great football player, but they see a great young man that wants to be very successful in life. And when you have a young man like that, you want to recruit somebody like that really hard. And Javon's been very, very mature about this whole process and settling in and getting to know the coaches and getting a relationship with the coaches. He hadn't been going through just the glamour and the facilities and things like that, how sometimes, and I've watched with other players how the recruiting process has gone. He's really broke it down to see who has his majors, what he wants to major in, and how he can be successful in life.
Well, Javon, yeah, a lot of, and what Coach Kreisky has got, a lot of young men, they go to college to major in football. You, Javon, and mentioned it, what do you want to, you know, we obviously know you have your chops in football, but what do you want to major in with what Coach Kreisky is saying, what you were saying, what path do you want to take professionally after football's over?
After football's over, I plan to graduate with computer engineering degree.
Wow. So you can hire your coach later on in life, right? Coach, we're not sending you anywhere yet, okay? hey, Will, talk about Kelly Holcomb is one of my best buddies. We've done radio shows together, and having him run the offense, and of course, with his son there, quarterback, the junior, Jameson. I've known him since he was a little one, but Kelly knows what he's talking about, but he's a good old dude.
Yeah, Kelly does a great job for us, and he works hard, and he's big on relationships and building relationships with kids. It's not all about X's and O's with him, and it's not about what he's done in his past. You know, he hardly ever brings that up. He talks about building young men and wanting to help young men become successful. And, you know, that's what, you know, he helps Javon with and talks to him because about college coaches and things and how it's going to be at the next level. And he's there to help Javon and when Javon needs to ask for advice and things like that. And Kelly does a really good job with trying to help the young men become better young men for the future.
Javon, I always like to ask our prep athlete guests this question. At what point did you realize in your football career that, hey, you know what? I think I can take this and get a scholarship and go to the next level.
Well, it was after the sophomore season, and I got a lot more talk from colleges, and then I started taking things more seriously, and I started training a lot more often, and then I got a lot more attention from colleges, and I got a lot of phone calls, and I got a lot of people in my family telling me that they see me doing the things I am doing, and they like that I keep doing and I keep pushing to be better myself. So I took that more seriously as everybody came up with me.
You know, Riverdale, what a great football tradition. And I know, man, you're playing in the toughest region in the state, you know, just right there in Rutherford County, the great football that's being played. Coach, you know, the good start and everything, you start getting in some region play here, you know, soon enough. But how, you know, for you, was talking to Javon, you know, how he was handling the recruiting in the COVID age. All the different things that you have to do so differently. They didn't teach this in college, right? How to handle these kind of situations. Just talk how you've handled it with your team, with all of the things that you have to get done to fulfill those obligations for COVID.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, we've been very fortunate. The first 4 weeks, we played at home. So last night was the first night we got loaded on the bus, and we took four different buses, you know, and you got four different buses, you got four different bus drivers, so you got to make sure they're showing up on time. You got to make sure all the kids are spread out and they have all their things. They're spread out during the locker room. And yeah, it's been an adjustment. But like you said, you talk to Javon and you see what type of leadership him and the other seniors have for us. So with this group, it has been an easy transition. I told the coaches last Sunday in our coaches meeting, that if we were going to have to go through this with any group, this senior class and this team is the best team that we could go through this type of situation, because every situation that's been thrown at them since June 1, they have handled it with class and great leadership, and it's made my job a lot easier.
Well, hey, Javon, you know, you're more than welcome to decide who you want to go and just announce it right here. You know, give us a scoop, man. but what do you think? You want to have that commitment done by the early signing period in December, or are you going to take it on to February?
I plan early December. That's yeah. My
plan. Yeah, get that behind you and everything. So, hey, Javon, and what everything we hear Coach Christy saying about you and what we've heard today, man, you're a fine young man. You seem to get your head on your shoulders. And one of these days, you know, after football, you'll be, running your own company, a computer engineer. And, you know, they use computers here now, right? Those are pretty important. Hey, Javon, thank you. Coach, hey, thank you, and good luck the rest of the season. Appreciate you guys joining us.
I appreciate you having us on. Let's come and talk about our program. Thank you all.
All right. Hey, good luck, Javon. Thanks, man. All right. Javon Nelson. Hey, sharp kid, man. He knows where he wants to go play football, but he's also balancing that with the academic programs that they offer. And, you know, you're looking at Power Fives all over the board, Arkansas, NC State, Vanderbilt, Virginia, and Virginia Tech.
Hey, needless to say, our recruiting list, yours and mine, would not include Vanderbilt, Virginia, and Virginia Tech.
Speak for yourself.
No, I can speak for you on that also.
Wow. I just, okay. Yeah, you know, I guess so. That's why I'm sitting here with you.
There you go.
That's the proof in the pudding. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. And coming up, well, later in the show, we'll look ahead and give you the games to watch for this coming Friday night in week 6 already. But after the break, it will be our My Tim Insurance legend, none other than the 1972 Father Ryan graduate, soon to be inducted in the Father Ryan Athletics Hall of Fame, a good buddy, Tom Morales, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you could ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. 615-895-4201, 615-895-4201, or visit the website at MyTeamInsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon, and My Team Insurance is that teammate.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All 5 Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Greg Polk, Craig Ladd, Coach Bubba Spears. He's out of town with a day off. He'll be back with us next Saturday morning. Ray Dosky, he is producing here this morning, a new addition to the WNSR staff. Good to have him. Time now for our My Team Insurance Prep Legend of the Week, and it's good buddy, Tom Morales, 1972 graduate of Father Ryan, still holds the state record for TSSAA record for interceptions in a season, soon to be inducted in the Father Ryan Athletics Hall of Fame. I didn't know this. He finished fourth in the 72 state wrestling championship in the 158-pound weight division. He's blown past that a bit, and he played at Auburn, got some great stories about that, and of course, Tom, really one of Nashville's leading businessmen and restaurateurs, and he's a pretty decent dude. Tom, what are you doing, man?
I'm sitting downtown on Lower Broad, reveling in the beautiful weather and laughing at your description of me.
Oh, man.
There'd be some people that might dispute everything you just said.
But. Well, hey, the Father Ryan Athletics Hall of Fame, congratulations, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know who I have to thank for that, but I would start with Boots Donnelly because he was the guy who was rotating zone defenses before colleges were, and he was my position coach at Father Ryan. And I was, as he would tell you and remind everybody, is that I was a slow horse. So for a minute they looked open, but usually I was coming. All I had to do is catch the ball once he put me in that position. So that was that. I mean, Boots was a man way ahead of his time. And, well, he proved himself.
Well, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah. But we would, you know, he was the first one really. I mean, I went to Auburn after that, and they weren't even doing anything near what he was doing. But he would basically make the safety on defense was the quarterback, and you would make a call based on their formation, and then whatever the quarterback did would determine the zone you went to. So you had to have, you know, people in the defensive backfield that were aware. And so a lot of times the defensive halfback would rotate up and take the shallow outside, and that for a moment that would make the guy going deep look like he was wide open, but generally he wasn't. And I was coming.
Well, that senior year, Tom, 14 interceptions. Man, I bet you replay your kids, your twin sons, Lauren and Kendall, I bet you tell them all about those, every interception, right?
You know, it's kind of funny because the girls didn't really, you know, football was football, but it wasn't something that they asked me a lot about. And, you know, and then the boys, there's a whole other story I think I've told you about that and how they were, their mother didn't really want them playing because of concussions. And then when they finally decided to play, the coach didn't think they were very good, but you can't coach fearlessness and you can't coach the things that they had intuitively. And then they grew 9 inches after. I'm looking at Nathan right now. He's and Steven, and they're twins. And one of them, you know, they're both approaching 6'3", 6'4". And Nate, they both work out. And I think Nathan said he was proud. Just, he said, Dad, I weigh 180 pounds. So, you know, you talk about it. If you were 6'2 and weighed, when I went to Father Ryan, I was 6'2 and probably weighed 115 pounds. And I graduated, I probably weighed 175 pounds. And then when I went to Auburn and went through their workout program, I was at 205, 215 within, you know, 6 months really of getting down there. But you couldn't skip out. That was the difference. You know, there's a coach at every position in the weight room, and you'd had to work out. And of course, we were doing everything. Everybody was doing everything illegal, so you worked out all the time. I was telling the story. You knew who the stars were because they were all driving the same 442s. Like seven of them. And if they're really a star, it was a souped up one, you know, had the racing stripes and everything. I think it was Sonny Smith or Sonny King at Birmingham. Anyway, it was the same over at Alabama too.
I wonder when you was going to get that in. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Tom, congratulations, as Greg said, on your soon-to-be induction in the Father Ryan Athletics Hall of Fame. And I'm going to tease you a little bit that your state record of 14 interceptions is amazing now. You know, I didn't know in a whole season that you guys would be – the defensive backs would even be – tested 14 times.
Well, we were the beauty of my, because later on another kid from Father Ryan, I think he tied that record, and they were on a terrible, not a terrible team, but they were like 5-5. But we were, if anybody's out there old as me remembers, we were 9-0, and NBA was 9-0, and Fred Fisher was the quarterback over there, and they had a great team, and we played them at the clinic, well, not in the Clinic Bowl, but at Vanderbilt Stadium. It was the first high school football game played there, and we came out onto the field after we warmed up, and there were 30,000 people there, and it was the most amazing feeling to go out there and to see that. But the bigger point was we were always usually had the lead, so other teams were forced to pass. And another thing that Boots always made us do, and Boots prized, and I'm being smart and preparing, but more than anything else, he wanted somebody who could be the quarterback, but he would make us watch film. We watch film. So at that level, the tendencies are unbelievable. I watched Tannehill make a pass last week, and he looked the safety off. I mean, he looked him off and then threw across his body to the open receiver. And see, that didn't come in high school. You know, they'd lock on. You could just, I mean, I could sometimes before the, after the play before, I knew where they were going because the guy had run back. I was wide open. And you watch the body language go all the way to the huddle, and then the quarterback listens to him, and then you know they're coming back to him. So all you have to do is make him look like he was a step ahead of you and step across. But being ahead always gave me more opportunities.
Tom Morales, yep, Nissan of Cool Springs, also our My Team Insurance, rather, Prep Legend of the Week. Talk, you know, you tell. I've heard the story, but you got to tell it again. When you showed up at Auburn, when they signed you, and you got your locker room assignment, tell that story.
Well, I'll tell you as much as I can, but they were like, you know, you go into the locker rooms, and back then you could sign 45 players, plus they gave half scholarships, partial scholarships, and all that, so you might have 80 or 100 people in the locker room. And I couldn't find my locker. They put white, you know, athletic tape above the locker with your name on it. And I couldn't find mine. I went around that locker room like 2 or 3 times. That was the first thing I realized, is I wasn't very important in their plan. But I went up to Coach Waltrip, Hub Waltrip. And I said, Coach, I can't find my locker. He says, what's your name? And I said, Morales. So he gets his clipboard out and flips through about 3 or 4 pieces of paper. And he says, oh, you're over here. So he leads me out of the main locker room into a side locker room. Think this is 1972.
Yeah.
And I'm in there with 9 black guys and Morales. And I mean, it was like, I definitely know I was the slowest guy in that room, but it was like all the stars. So I was like, man, but they didn't know what Morales was. So they put me in the segregated locker room, which it's a fun story, and I still talk to a lot of the guys that were in there with me, and it was but it was eye-opening because I came from Father Ryan, and Father Ryan was the first integrated high school in the state of Tennessee, and that was 1958, so think about that.
Yeah.
And so 14 years later, and I'm in the locker room, so I was stepping back in time, and I realized that. And I'm not picking on Auburn now. I love Auburn. I've had great experiences there. But it was an eye-opener.
Also, the time you shook hands with Bear Bryant. I'm playing all the Tom Morales hits these days.
Well, you know, that was another thing that was like I was out of my element. I didn't realize until that day what a rivalry was. But back then, we still played freshman football games. My freshman year was the first year freshmen were eligible to play varsity football. So we had Chris Wilson was a kicker. He lettered, and a couple other players, but maybe 3 off the freshman team even saw the field on a varsity. So we were in a full-blown freshman schedule, and we're playing at Denny Stadium, and back then it was AstroTurf. And I just remember warming up before the game, and, you know, they're throwing passes, and we threw the pass, and it was over on the Alabama sideline, and Auburn, all white, they're, of course, in maroon. And I go and grab the ball, and I look up, there's Bear Bryant.
you know. I'm saying, Jesus, that's Bear Bryant. I'm going to introduce myself. So I put my hand out and I said, hey, I'm Tom Morales from Nashville, Tennessee. And he put his arm around me and said, he says, I'm Bear Bryant. Have a good game, kid. And, man, that stuck with me. That's how many years. And I went to the Auburn sideline. I was cussed. I mean, not just cussed, but dog cussed. And that's when I realized what the rivalry was about. And we had Shook Jordan on our sideline. It was a recruiting game. They had 43,000 people for a freshman game at Denny Stadium. It was like, big time. So it was a lot of things that I learned down there. It stuck with me, and I've always appreciated my time there. It was a time where I didn't. But, I mean, think about this. You're a freshman at Auburn, and you're also in the lottery draft. And all your dreams were in front of you, but you didn't know whether you were going to go to Vietnam. And so I was a relatively low number, November 8th. It was like 92 or something, as I remember, and they were getting up into the 70s. So, you take it and you realize, hey, do I want to crash my body here, or am I going to South America or Canada? Am I going to Vietnam? I mean, there was a lot of things that were going through, and I feel like we're in that same time period again. And, music rescued us from the 70s, from the Vietnam era. That was our COVID of my youth. And now I'm wanting to see what's going to rescue us from. I'm hoping science will rescue us so everybody can feel comfortable. And we need 100% of the people believing that it's over with or it's real than we do divided as a country and as a people. I mean, it is... It is a sad thing. When I was at Auburn, when you're 14 years old and Vietnam War is going on, and you're 18 and it's still going on, and everybody knows it's wrong. I mean, that is heavy, and I think it's prepared me for now. I always ask, and I tell young people, pay attention, and I think that's the best advice you can give people. And that's what I did in football. I listened and I paid attention. And when Boots gave me my opportunity, he said, I was playing offense. I was second-string quarterback. I was a wide receiver. And he said, if you ain't going to use Morales, send him over here. And back then, think Father Ryan, all-boys school, 120 kids go out for football. And so he says, you know what to do. I want you to safety. I said, yeah, I know what to do. So he looked at me like, you're full of S. And Boots had a way, man. Boots is the master motivator. He says, okay, you know what to do, get out there.
Hey, Tom, everybody who doesn't know, Tom owns the Southern Steak and Oyster, Acme Feed and Seed, and some other properties and different things that you're involved with, really one of the leading business persons in Nashville. And I know the Southern Steak and Oyster reopened last weekend, Acme Feed and Seed soon to come, and yeah, it's been crazy times, huh?
Yeah, it has. And you say I own them, they own me right now. So. We're cautiously optimistic. I think it's like a beach ball. You know, you push it underwater, and there's this demand that's created. And when you finally can release it, I think it'll explode out of that water. And I think that's the same thing with. I think everybody's ready to get back. I don't think everybody's comfortable getting back. And I just wish we had some strong leadership that would pull us together and unite. And so I really think it's time for America to be America and be on the same team, especially when it's life and death of people. I mean, we had a manager lost 22 pounds, was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and he's still not recovered, and it's been 2 months. So. And he's 43 years old, and we had one of Carson. She was in the hospital, marching girl, and she thought it was like a hard case of the flu. And then a week ago, she went into the hospital again with stroke symptoms. But she's back, and a lot of people, it's nothing. Other people, it's serious. So I just think we need to respect each other. It's not hard to wear a mask, and people put up an umbrella when it's raining. They put on a raincoat. Come on. It's not that hard. We're not going to melt from the rain. I don't see it. And I put a mask on, not for me, for you. So I just can't see the political aspect of that right now. And I know
we all have friends that have underlying conditions, and you know, I've got friends that are in the music business that haven't been out of their house in 5 months because if it gets in their lungs, their career's over. So, you know, it's just, I just wish everybody would just come back to the middle. I think that's the answer.
Tom, we could talk all day. You know that. And you know what I think of you and your family.
I love you.
Thanks for joining us. And once again, congratulations on the induction into the Father Ryan Athletics Hall of Fame. That's it's pretty cool, man, to have your high school honor you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. See you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
All right. Tom Morales, of course. You heard it. I mean, he's... I just know, because people know that Tom and I are really good friends. He had to lay off almost 500 people when it hit. And the Southern Steak and Oyster was one of the leading restaurants in the state of Tennessee. And Acme Feed and Seed downtown has yet to reopen since March. So certainly all the people there, I didn't realize. He just mentioned a young lady, Carson. She's in her late 20s, how it affected her. And she's a sweetheart of a lady. Anyway, we'll take a break when we come back. Week 6, games to watch.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you can ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. It's 615-895-4201, 615-895-4201, or visit the website at myteaminsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon, and My Team Insurance is that teammate.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7-day-a-week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
All 5 Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer. From scratch kitchen items made fresh daily, Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski took home the win from Richmond. Up next, more short track action from Bristol Motor Speedway, the final race in this round of the playoffs. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Craig Ladd, Greg Poe, Coach Bubba Spears out of town with the day off. We'll be back with us next Saturday morning. Ray Doskey, new addition to our WNS team, producing here the morning and controlling the dials quite well, as a matter of fact. Week six games to watch. Brentwood at CPA, Craig.
Bruins 3-1 after a 28-21 overtime win at Ravenwood. A huge Region 6-6A battle there. Brentwood's led by Auburn baseball commit quarterback Craig Ganzow. He has 760 yards passing, 11 scores so far this season. CPA 4-0 after knocking off BGA 35-10. Quarterback Cade Law passed for 173 yards, 3 scores, also rushed for 69 yards in the victory. The Lions' defense have been really stingy this year. They've only allowed 39 points, and CPA's average margin of victory so far this year, 21 points.
Wow, yeah, that quote down year they had last year, boy, they were, and then you saw how strong they finished. The coach out there, Engel Martin, just does a great job. Hendersonville at Independence.
These two schools played last season with Independence winning 31-24. In the previous meetings from 2013 through 15, all in the state playoffs, Hendersonville won two of those three contests. The Commandos are 3-2 after knocking off Lebanon last night, 27-10. Eagles have won three in a row to up its record to 3-0 after winning at Franklin last night, 21-7. Of course, they're led by a dynamic dual-threat quarterback Jackson Campbell, who's combined for 1,230 yards passing and rushing this season.
Yeah, here's a good rivalry. MBA and Innsworth, big region game.
These two schools have played 18 times since the first meeting in 2007, and Innsworth leads the all-time series with 10 wins. Last eight matchups have been decided by only 36 points, Greg. Have been great battles, with MBA winning five of those games. Big Red 2-0 on the season after a 30-27 win against MUS. Tigers are off to a tough start, 0-2. They've had two tough opponents. Lost last night at Baylor 30-28. They're led by quarterback Levi Moore and also running back Charles Ingram.
Also, Springfield at Marshall County.
Springfield 5-0, Greg, looking to come back and avenge their loss in the 5A state championship from last season. They knocked off White House last night, 48-24. Their offense is averaging 40 points a game, led by dual-threat quarterback Cavantes Hudson. He's combined to rush for 350 yards and 6 touchdowns in last night's win. The Tigers 3-1 after last night's win against Giles County, 38-14. They have an outstanding quarterback in Bryson Hammonds. He passed for 238 yards, 3 TDs in a Week 4 win over Shelbyville. These two schools have played for the first time in over 20 years last season, with the Tigers dominating 42-12.
Down in the borough, Riverdale at Blackman.
Well, Riverdale has won four straight after the season-only loss to CPA. Last night's 48-8 win over Rockville was their fourth straight win. Warriors are led by quarterback Jameson Holcomb, who's passed for 639 yards and 4 scores this season. Run game is handled by Brandon Conrad and Marcus Lloyd, who've combined for 831 yards rushing and 11 TDs going into last night's game. Blaze suffered a tough one last night. They're now 1-4, losing to Warren County 35-28. Drew Green, he had a great night. Passed for 358 yards and 3 TDs in the loss. Blackman, this is interesting stat here, Greg. Blackman has won 9 straight games in this series, with Riverdale's last win coming in 2011.
And another one, Pope John Paul II at Franklin.
The Knights suffered their first defeat of the year last night, losing to Christian Brothers 45-21. Of course, they are led by Wisconsin commit running back Antoine Roberts. He leads the team in rushing with 558 yards, 11 touchdowns going into last night's game. Of course, quarterback Sawyer Watts, also impressive, 657 yards passing, 6 touchdowns going into that Christian Brothers game last night. Franklin also suffered a loss last night, losing the Independence 21-7. They are now 2-3. The Admirals have one of the top signal callers in the mid-state, Connor Beaven. He's passed for 880 yards and 8 touchdowns so far this season. This is the first meeting ever between these two schools.
Other games to watch, FRA at Lipscomb, Tullahoma at Lincoln County, Cornersville at Middle Tennessee Christian, Watertown at White House, Pearl Cone at Hillsboro, Nashville Christian at Clarksville Academy. Usually we've got Music Bed taking us out. And there it is. So, hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Prep Football Talk.
If it's Saturday, it's time for college football. And there's just one man who Vegas cannot beat. That's Kevin Todd, the president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Kevin, good morning.
How are you, Randy?
I'm doing well. It's going to be another great year. 2020 has been strange, but hey, we'll bring back some normalcy, right, Kevin?
That is correct. And it starts today, Randy.
A little later in the program, we'll also talk about the National Football League, but we'll start with college football. And Kevin, I know you've